We have Carol Talbot there, we have Councillor Carter, we have Councillor Zombat, Rory Jacob is not there, and I do not have an apology. No leave of absence. Response to previous questions on notice. There is nil. Public, there are none. So public question time is nil. Public statement time is nil. Questions from members without notice. Any questions from members without notice?
No.
Nil. Thank you all. Declaration by members have given due consideration on matters contained in the business paper presented before the meeting. Indication, three, love. Thank you. Confirmation of previous meetings held on the 6th of March. Can we have a confirmation of any discussion or points of clarifications on those minutes? If not, could I have a mover?
No points of clarification, so moved.
Who's moved? Councillor Zombat. I'll second it. Motion carried. Announcement by Chair without discussion. I have none. We'll move across to the petitions. We have none. We move across to the officer's report. It's for the adoption of the compliance audit report, which is the annual one that comes to us every year. I have only got one query that I'd just like a confirmation on, and that's regarding the on page 19. It's in regard to tenders, and the question was each tenderer sent out a written notice advising participants of a successful tender or advising that tender was accepted and that has been marked off yes. Is that correct?
Which number is this, sorry?
Number nine. But I know several people with tenders have not received notification that they were unsuccessful. Well,
why is that specific to it?
And this report is for a calendar year. So it would be for tenders that were awarded between January and December last year.
So that wouldn't be for the whole financial year.
It's a calendar year. It's the only report to the Department of Local Government that is on the calendar year.
Oh, okay.
So it's quite contrary against everything. All of our other reporting is financial.
Yeah.
And we had this discussion yesterday again with the governors, because actually I had asked the same question yesterday about about the time frames, not about the tenders.
Yeah.
So if I can, through the chair, my understanding is that governors would have asked these questions of
before your time.
Well, sorry, but irrespective of that, but even within the organisation of people who manage tenders.
Yeah.
And they would actually have in their tender list whether they have responded to tenderers.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you have information, Councillor Carter, that...
I will obtain it now. Now that they've clarified to say that it has done, I will ask to get that clarification and bring it back. Okay, that's the only point of clarification. I had the recommendation. Is there no other discussions?
Well, I just didn't know, did the CEO want to walk us through any of it or talk us through any of it?
Oh,
it does look quite comprehensive.
Through the chair, there has been a number of reductions in the amount of items that are now signed off through the compliance audit return.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was only a matter of 2 years ago we were into 380 or 360 items.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the evidence of staff, our compliance is actually quite good. There were two areas of non-compliance,
mm-hmm.
and I think in terms of the annual reports or annual returns or primary returns, we'll put some other measures in place this year to handcuff people so they can't leave the building without providing it before 31st of August.
Good idea.
And we will also, now that we've actually got the new long-term financial plan and corporate business plan process, with a budget being extracted by June 30 and then getting straight into closure of the books. I would like to think that we'll never again be in a position where we haven't provided our statements.
I'd support you fully on that one. And I noticed the comments made by the auditor's report have been addressed in the summary as well.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So I won't go through line by line.
No. I just thought.
Yeah, they're the only two add that I was a bit worried when there was a report, but they have been addressed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
So we have the officer's recommendation on page 11. Would somebody like to move the officer's recommendation?
Councillor Taylor, we're just for your information, we're solid. Just on 10.1.1 on the audit and finance.
I've got to move it. Do I have a second?
Yeah, I'd like to second. Thank you.
Peggy, seconded Mayor. All those in favour?
Yep.
Motion carried. That concludes the meeting. Yes, I have no further late items. Motion which previous notes have been given is nil. We have no confidential items. We have no applications for leave, I presume. No applications for leave, nil. Okay, the audit fine. I now close the meeting at 1:48. I can't see the thing now. It's got a sun in it. 1:45. Thank
Mr.
you,
Chairman, when do you think we may meet again?
I think we should open the meeting again within the next 4 weeks.
Because,
yeah.
Like for the budgetary stuff.
Yeah, because we've got all that budgetary stuff coming through. We've got to keep on top of that.
Through the Chair, I'm not sure if the budgetary stuff goes through Audit and Finance or straight through
really.
Council.
Not really, but there are items that we'd like to put into Audit.
What about our risk register stuff? Like, there's no risk stuff on here. I wanted to do some more risk in this group.
Risk assessment.
So an update on where up to risk management.
We've been prepared to give a presentation on the update. We met with the Audit and Finance Committee last year and put forward a presentation on the job works. It would be good for us to update the committee on our progress towards those actions.
Right. So we'll have that next meeting.
Yeah. Have you got a timeline for the preparation of those, Liv?
Yes, we could actually do some sort of a paper, maybe. I don't know if we do an agenda item or...
Perhaps if we can look to set a meeting in April.
Yeah.
And then the minutes of the meeting can then flow through to the OCM. So we'll just look at the schedule in April, given that we've got Easter and some school holidays in a month. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Arnold's kids are grown up. He'll be right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Everything will be free. Rock and Penny, we're just finished. We only accepted the one thing. The only one item on the agenda.
Yeah. My apologies. I couldn't get back to my email.
Yeah, that's fine.
So
it wasn't
heavy. No. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
So that was from last week. So I've already pre-filled in the date.
I know that I just need to probably gather.
Because everyone's here.
That's the first thing.
You're going to get it? No, so
I'll go get it.
Just.
There we are.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.